Live from Fortress of Freedom on the front lines of Forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. It is June the 4th, 2019, and here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Democrats like Elizabeth Warren are still on the war path to take your guns and take your gun rights away as soon as possible. They don't think your constitutional rights matter, and all guns should be confiscated. Two, the House Democrats are apparently hell-bent on embarrassing themselves as often as possible over the Mueller report coming up empty on conspiracy, collusion, and obstruction of justice. So now they're continuing their attack on Bill Barr. I mean, what else can they do? And number one, the president puts on the charm offensive as he heads to the UK and meets with the Queen, the Prime Minister, Prince Charles, and a host of others. He'll be there for 3 days, and then he will commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion of France that began to turn the tides of World War II in the favor of the Allies, including, of course, the U.S. and the U.K. Listening to the Queen, it is hard not to find her remarkable. She's 93 on her way to 94, still elegant and eloquent in her command of the conversation and praising the United States, praising the president. By the way, she's been doing this since the first United States president she met, Dwight David Eisenhower, back in the 1950s. Think about that. The longest reigning monarch in British history has seen a lot. Here's bite number two with the Queen of England. Go.
The anniversary of D-Day reminds us of all that our countries have achieved together. After the shared sacrifices of the Second World War, Britain and the United States worked with other allies to build an assembly of international institutions to ensure that the horrors of conflict would never be repeated. While the world has changed, we are forever mindful of the original purpose of these structures, nations working together to safeguard a hard-won peace.
Of course, this comes at a difficult time for the UK. Brexit, still not complete. 3 years on, Brexit still not complete, has been postponed to Halloween for the final drop-dead date for the UK to leave the EU. It has cost Theresa May dearly. This will be her last week as prime minister. She'll stay on as a figurehead only until sometime later this month when a new prime minister will take her place, most likely Boris Johnson of the Conservative Party. We'll see what happens there. There are some dark horse candidates as well. But it gives the president a chance to give Theresa May her exit interview, I suppose, for lack of a better term. And it gives the president a chance to meet with Boris Johnson, who's most likely to be the prime minister. President Trump already endorsing him, in effect, for the job. And the two have a mutual respect and understanding and seem to have a friendship. So that could be important going forward as far as relations between the U.S. and the U.K. And it's critical because once England, the U.K. is out of the EU, they may have some trade issues, and Donald Trump will step up with the United States, the U.K. being the fifth largest economy in the world, and make a deal with the United States, obviously a clear and important trading partner. So that is key and a big part of what's going to go on during this trip, at least in part. It lays the groundwork for good negotiations to come later in the Trump administration. Meanwhile, when the president stood up to toast the Queen, he did so in an eloquent an effective manner himself. You see, when you have somebody who has been at high-priced tables before, who's been around with elegant and wealthy people, he knows how to conduct himself. Bite number four with the president.
From the Second World War to today, Her Majesty has stood as a constant symbol of these priceless traditions. She has embodied the spirit of dignity, duty and patriotism that beats proudly in every British heart. On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen.
But in Trafalgar Square, thousands expected to turn out to protest the president of the United States. You'll have the blimp there that shows the president as a baby, which I find ironic to no end because it's the children those acting like babies that are throwing a temper tantrum, unable still to accept the fact that Donald Trump won the presidency of the United States fair and square. So some were estimating the turnout of protesters could be around 250,000 people. Right now, those numbers nowhere near that figure. In fact, the protest could turn out to be significantly less and therefore significantly weaker and therefore significantly less important in the conversation. Not that it would have changed anybody's politics or policies anyway. But the battle with Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, an outspoken critic of the president, and the president, they had some Twitter flare-ups back and forth as the president was headed in here yesterday. But Sadiq Khan is a wildly unpopular mayor of London. Violence has gone through the roof since he became mayor. His policies not well received by most of the people that live in that city. And so Sadiq Khan can criticize the president as much as he wants, but he gets not much traction because he has he's not considered to be a very important figure at this point in politics in the UK. His time really is running out. So the president will meet with Theresa May here, I believe within the hour now, and there could be thousands of protesters in the streets, not to the extent that was initially expected. And I guess my question would be is, what are they going to talk about? Honestly, Theresa May's on her way out the door. Not much left for her to discuss except possibly her successor and whether it's going to be Boris Johnson or somebody else, most likely Johnson. And he is a strong pro-Brexit individual. In fact, of the 12 or 15 candidates running to replace Theresa May, all of them are very much strong pro-Brexit and Brexit with or without a deal. You see, the problem that the Brits are facing is the Brexit, the idea to leave the European Union, to go back and be sovereign on your own without having to answer to Brussels, it comes with a lot of pitfalls, if you will. If you leave without a deal, the concern is that somehow the EU will treat you unfairly and not treat you properly. But the other side of that is getting a bad deal where the EU demands you pay this or you do that. And that's a bigger problem, I believe, for the UK as we get down to October the 31st of this year. So this change in leadership is critical. Theresa May tried just about everything. And then came these MPs, members of Parliament. These MPs came along and suggested we should have another vote on Brexit. No, you shouldn't. The people spoke. The Leave won by 4 points. It was an overwhelming victory. It was not predicted. Again, the polls had that wrong, didn't they? And it's time to execute what the electorate already decided. And if I was a British subject, if you will, I would be outraged that my politicians were playing games with any of this. This should have been taken care of long ago. The Brexit should already be complete. And instead, they kept going for extensions and so forth, which is why Theresa May is on her way out and somebody new is on their way in. And the president of the United States laying the groundwork for what comes next with one of our key allies in the world. It is 14 after. Straight ahead in the program, we'll have Jordan McGillis here. We're going to talk about the Paris Climate Accords and why we got out and why that's important as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.